BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has condemned an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza that killed at least 11 people. They included two health workers. David Bamford reports.
Dr. Tedros, writing on social media, expressed his horror at this airstrike that took place on Saturday morning in Rafah, a city that's packed with hundreds of thousands of civilians seeking refuge. He called it unspeakable. Health workers and civilians, he said, should not be targets and must be protected at all times. The attack occurred in a locality where displaced Palestinians have been taking shelter. The Israeli military said it had carried out what it called a precision strike that targeted militants from Islamic Jihad.
A senior US official has said that Israel has basically agreed to a framework for a six-week ceasefire in Gaza. The official said the ceasefire could begin immediately if Hamas agrees to release the most vulnerable Israeli hostages it holds. Egyptian officials have indicated there are still technical issues to resolve. Earlier, US military carried out its first airdrop of food aid into Gaza as the humanitarian crisis there escalates. Will Vernon is in Washington.
This mission is part of an ongoing effort to get more aid into Gaza by land, sea and air. But airdrops like these aren't enough. Access via land routes, say US officials, is crucial. On Friday, President Biden said America is insisting the Israelis allow more aid trucks into Gaza. Signs of hope, too, for dozens of hostages still held by militants. A US official has said a framework deal is in place that could lead to a pause in fighting and the release of hostages.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on his Western allies to rapidly deliver more air defence systems. His plea came after a wave of Russian missile, drone and artillery strikes killed at least 11 people. Ilsa Ockney reports.
Mr. Zelensky said that Russia continued to wage war on civilians. He said the West had enough missile defence systems to protect against Russian drones and missiles, but that delaying the supply of these weapons would lead to further loss of life, including children's lives, a toll that is growing. Earlier in the day, a Russian drone attack on a residential building in Odessa killed a number of people, including a baby and a child, with several still missing.
Slovakia's prime minister has defended a bilateral meeting between the Slovak and Russian foreign ministers on the sidelines of a meeting in Turkey. It was a rare high-level encounter between an EU country and Russia, which the EU is trying to isolate over Moscow's war against Ukraine. BBC News. Energy-rich nations from the global south have signed two key agreements at the end of a major summit in Algeria. Gas-exporting countries, including Russia, Qatar, Iran and Venezuela, will work with Africa's Energy Commission and East Asia's Economic Research Institute to promote sustainable development and improve energy security. The former US President Donald Trump has overwhelmingly won the Republican nomination in the Midwestern states of Missouri and Michigan, edging closer to becoming the party's official candidate in this year's election. He convincingly beat his only rival, Nikki Haley. The contest come ahead of this week's Super Tuesday. Reports from Cameroon say 17 people will stand trial for the kidnap and murder last year of the popular radio journalist Martinez Sogo. Court papers seen by several media outlets are said to name suspects, including a former head of the Secret Service and Jean-Pierre Amougo Belinga, an influential businessman. The English singer-songwriter Ray has broken the record at this year's Brit Awards in London, winning six prizes, including Best Artist and Best Album. She said it was an overwhelming moment.
I released my first song when I was 15 years old. I released a mixtape called Welcome to the Winter when I was like 16. Don't go and listen to it because it's not that good anymore. But I do feel like a new artist. I got to start again. The artist I was 3 years ago would not believe the sight she's seeing today, and I'm in control. I'm my own boss now.
Dua Lipa won Best Pop Act, Miley Cyrus International Song of the Year. Kylie Minogue was honoured with a Global Icon Award. Female acts dominated the awards. BBC News.